Okay, Shalom Aleichem. We're going to be speaking now about the sugya of Shir Kazayas, the size of a Kazayas, a very common Shir in Halacha. I want to start with a disclaimer. I'm not coming to give Piskei Halacha. I'm not coming here to present a Psak. What I am coming is to explain the sugya. It's a sugya, it's a topic that has that needs elaboration. I'm trying to elaborate, to define, to educate, to explain the sugya. That is my whole purpose. Okay, so now let's get going. First, we're going to have to define a term that we're going to be using throughout the shir, and that is samak. Samak is stands for centimeter meukav, which means a cubic centimeter or a milliliter. They're all the same thing. When we take a ruler, which we're going to be using a lot in this shir, so we see this ruler has inches and centimeters marked off on it. When you take 1 centimeter in height, thickness, and rochav, width, so 1 by 1 by 1 centimeter, that is 1 cubic centimeter. It's a very, very small size. 1,000 cubic centimeters, or 1,000 milliliters, the same thing, is 1 liter. So a milk bag in Eretz Yisrael, which is slightly more than a quart, has 1,000 samak. We're going to be dealing with samak, and at this point I'm going to emphasize that we are dealing only with volume and not with weight. Later on we're going to get back to this at length, but I'm emphasizing the whole issue of kazayas is only one that deals with volume, and the volume can be defined in cubic centimeters or fluid ounces. We're going to be using cubic centimeters, which is samak. Just for those who go with the American system, a fluid ounce is approximately 29 samak. Okay. So, when we start to look into kazayas, kazayas is a very, very important shear. As a matter of fact, the Gemara tells us that the reason it says Eretz Chito Sara Getmuteina Verimun Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash, why does it say the word Eretz again? It's to emphasize the importance of the kazayas, because most of the shiurim have to do with kazayas. Kazayas is the shear for achila, for eating. So, everybody knows matzah on Pesach, you have to have a kazayas. Maror on Pesach, you have to have a kazayas. Additionally, throughout the year, all that you eat is, whenever you need to make a bracha achrona, it's on eating a kazayas. Benching is on a kazayas of bread. And every food has its bracha on the size of a kazayas. So therefore, this is the most common shear, which occurs on a daily basis. Now, we need to figure out the million-dollar question. How big is a kazayas? Interestingly enough, there are many different shiurim that are commonly found in the world. And some are bigger, some are smaller, some go with volume, some interestingly enough go even with weight. And what we're going to try to do is analyze the sugya, figure out where all these different numbers came from and what it's all about. I would start off with presenting the problem. The problem is as follows. When you look in the Gemara, it is definite, it's obvious, with no machlokas. No one argues on this, that a kazayas in the time of Chazal was the size of an olive. So, in the time of Chazal, when someone wanted to know, what is a kazayas? How much is a kazayas? It was very simple. You go to the tree and you pick an olive, and that olive is a kazayas. It's Tosefta in Nazir, Perek Dalet, it's the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Tes, and it's accepted by all opinions unquestionably and unhesitatingly. So we're talking about kazayas, which means, how ironically, the size of an olive. You know, an olive, like you've seen olives. The kazayas means the size of an olive. Yet the shiurim we have, a lot of common shiurim for kazayas are much, much bigger, considerably bigger. And this brings up the question, like, what happened? How did the kazayas change from... Were the olives once upon a time bigger or not? What happened? This is what we're going to be analyzing today. Okay, so what we're going to do is start with a proof, a raya the post can bring from Gemara, in which they learned how big the shear kazayis is. And it goes like this. We have here a source sheet. Maybe just before I do that, I want to give a few sources that show a really small shear than kazayas, considerably smaller than most people are used to. If we look on the source sheet in number one, is Shari Rachamim, is the Minhagim of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and it says like this: Nasan Hagrach Leechad Shekidish Bebeso Shlish Kach Masa Mevushelas Ve'amar Sheyesh Beze Kazayas Linim Shekidish Bemokam Suda. Someone was by Reb Chaim Volozhiner for Kiddush Shabbos morning, and he made Kiddush, and then we know you need Kiddush for Makom Suda, so you have to eat a Suda. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner took a spoon, a standard spoon, and he filled one third of the spoon with Matzah Mevushelet, maybe that's Kneblach, and he gave him and he said, here, this has a Kazayas. Halacha L'maisa. It's not a big shear. In the same sefer, in Oiskuf Samechei, Reb Yosef Mislutsk, who was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, gave Eidos that Reb Chaim was very makel on matzah, even for the mitzvah deraisa of Lo Pesach. The Chazon Ish held lahalacha me'ikar hadin, like Reb Chaim Volozhiner. I sent a letter to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Adon Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, asking about this, and he sent me back, I have here reproduced his Ksav Yad Kodesho, and this is what he wrote me. It's a letter that I got in Chodesh Adar of this year, Tavshin Samech Vav, and he wrote, Kamedume Shekachaya Amor Zatzal, Posek B'Shem HaChazanish, his father, the Stipler, gave this psak in the name of the Chazanish. Shall shlish beisa shall zmanenu efshal levarach bracha achrona. On the size of a third of an egg of today's eggs, you can say a bracha achrona. How do we get to the size of a third of an egg? We'll be discussing shortly. And I myself asked a Gaon Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zatzal. I asked him, what is the shear that I asked for a chola on Pesach night. Pesach night is a mitzvah sechila midaraisa. You have to have a kazayas masa. I asked him, could you be somach on Reb Chaim Volozhiner's shita for a chola on Pesach night? Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach answered me. He said, why for a chola? You could be somach on it, but it's a hidur to have more. I wanted to make sure that I got it right, so I came back to his house a week or two later. I'd written down the psak he told me, and I asked him to look it over to see if it was properly formulated. And the nusach that I showed him was, it's in the source sheet here, number 3, Roy lehader lechol yoser im efshalo, aval misha kashalo yachol lismo chal shir hagrach mivaloshin. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal looked this over, and he read it the second time. He said, but Misha Kashalo means Misha Kashalo Lahader. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, as well as the Chazon Ish and the Stipler and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, held like this, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, La'alocha Mamish, that we're talking about a very, very small shear. Now, two questions that we have at this point, which we'll be discussing. One is, we know Shear Chazon Ish is much bigger. How do you tell me the Chazon Ish, who always holds for the big shiurim, tells you of a smaller shear? That's question number one. And question number two is, where did the big shiurim
come from. So we're going to start with that. We're going to start with analyzing where the biggest shirim came from. So it's really a Tosfos which is based on comparing two sugyos in the Gemara. The Tosfos compares, if we look at source number 4, there's a Gemara in Masechus Yuma Daf Pei. The Gemara talks about what is the shear of Tumas Eichlim, what is the shear of food that becomes Tameh. And the Gemara says like this, Mikola Ochel Asher Ya'achel, that's the Lashon HaPasuk, from any food that is eaten. Explains the Gemara, Ochel Shata Ochlo Bevasachas. It means that an amount of food that you could eat in one eating. V'shiyah hu chachamim, ein beisabli amasik yosem ibeisas tanagolas. Chachamim measured that the beisablia, the place where a person swallows, can only hold the size of an egg. Source number 5 is the Gemara Maseches Krisos, Daf Yedalad. The Gemara is striving to find how many korban chatas can a person be obligated to bring from one act of eating. And the Gemara comes up with 5 different chataos. When a person eats something in kachim, the details are irrelevant now, but with one eating, a person can swallow 2 kazesim and be chayav 5 chataos. Says the Gemara, v'nitni shesh chataos, v'nukma kigon de'achal kazayis dam. Why don't we have that the person, in addition to those 2 kazesim that the Gemara discusses there, have him eat a 3rd kazayis of dam, and that would obligate him in a 6th chatas. The Gemara answers to that, b'chada achila kamayri, b'shte achilas lo kamayri. We're talking about being chayav for 1 achila, not 2. V'shiyamu chachamim de'en beit sabli amasik yosem mishnei zesim. Chachamim measured and saw that a person cannot swallow more than 2 kazesim in one swallow, one beis habliya. Tosfos says, here we have a Gemara that tells us the size of a kazayas. Because the Gemara in Yuma told us that the beis habliya can contain an egg, a beisa. The Gemara in Krisus told us that the beis habliya can contain 2 zesim. Hence, simple, 1 kazayas is the size of a half an egg. This is the Sheet of Tosfos, and many Rishonim of Ashkenaz quoted this Lalacha, the Aguda, the Maharil, the Darkei Moshe, and it's put down in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Source number 6 is the Shulchan Aruch from Hilchas Pesach, and he says like this, Shir Kazayis, Yesh Oimrim Dahave Kachatzi Beitza. There we go. Shir Kazayis is the size of half an egg. Okay, Shir Kazayis is the size of half an egg. Now, the way to now figure out what the Shir the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is going to be hinging on what the size of an egg is. And here, we get into a sugya which is a whole sugya unto itself. What is the size of an egg? And I spoke about it at length in the shir on the topic of Revius, but here I need to mention it very, very briefly. The Tzlach, the Noda B'Yuda. The Noda B'Yuda asked the question that we have 2 ways to that the Gemara presents to figure out the size of a Revius. A Revius is a shir for drinking, a shir of mashkin. And the Gemara tells us two ways how to figure out what the size of a revius is. One way is by measuring eggs. It's the size of an egg and a half. Another way is by measuring measuring fingers, the width of a thumb. The two ways obviously have to give the same shear. The Noda B'Yuda says, it's in Tzlach and Tzachim Daf Kuf Tzayin. He says, I went and measured. I measured eggs. And I measured with thumbs. And what I came out with is that the shear that was derived using thumbs is twice as big as the shear derived using eggs. My gosh, what do we do? Good question. So the Nagu Biuda says there, Slach, he says there that his assumption is that the eggs in the time of Chazal were twice as big as today's eggs, and therefore the Revius by thumbs is the more accurate one. The Revius that is derived from eggs, one and a half eggs, it would go with three eggs of today, which would really be one and a half eggs from the time of Chazal. That's the Nagu Biuda. Now, based on this, not only does the Revius become bigger, but the Chazal also becomes bigger. Why? Because we saw here, because since we know that a Revius is a one and a half eggs, and based on the Cheshbon we just said, it comes out that the eggs in the time of Chazal were twice as big as today. If so, when we talk about the Kazayas being the size of half an egg, so then it would be the size of a whole egg of today. The Kazayas would be the size of a whole egg of today. That would come out the Cheshbon of according to the Nagu Biuda. This Cheshbon is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Taf Pei Vav, which we mentioned before. The Mishnah Berurah brings, quotes this Slach, this Nagu Biuda, who says that according to what he learned, according to his understanding of the sugya, that the eggs in the time of Chazal were twice as big as today's eggs, it would come out that a kazayas chatzi beitza would be the size of a whole beitza, a whole egg of today. This is the Nagu Biuda's psak, which the Mishnah Berurah brings, and this is very, very problematic. If we just take a simple look, I brought here some olives in the store. These aren't simple olives. These are the largest size that they have. These are large size olives. These olives are almost twice as big as a standard olive. If we take an olive and we compare it to an egg, it's not even in the same league. What happened? How do we resolve this difference? This is really the crux of the issue that we're going to be dealing with in today's shiur. The olive and the egg. Okay. So now, we're going to split the shiur into two parts. Part one is going to be dealing with the kazayas without relating to the egg. Part two is going to be dealing in the kazayas relating to the egg. Let's start with the less known shita, which is that the kazayas is not shayach to the egg. Which means like this: the Shulchan Aruch says that a kazayas is a chatzi beitza, and we mentioned the flat that the beitzim may have been bigger. We're going to put that for the second part of the shiur, okay? And now we're going to go to the first part to deal with the less known shita, which is that a kazayas is not a chatzi beitza. What is the kazayas? Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings in the in Siman Taf Pei Vav, it's in source number 6 here, Vezeh Lashono, quotes on the words of Shulchan Aruch, Dehavei kechatzi beitza beinu nesim klipasa. Quotes the Mishnah Berurah, Vedas HaRambam, the kazayas hu kishlish beitza. Says the Mishnah Berurah that according to the Rambam, the kazayas is a shlish beitza, a third of an egg. So here we have a machlokes if a kazayas is a chatzi beitza or a shlish beitza. So now let's analyze the shlish beitza. Where did the shlish beitza come from? The truth is there is no such Rambam that says that a kazayas is a shlish beitza, but rather, if we look in source number 7, the Rambam in Yad HaChazak in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Ches, Vezeh Lashono, Kol Mokom Shenemar Kedei Levashel Beitza Hu Kedei Levashel Kegrogeres Mibeitza Vegrogeres Echad Mishlosha Bebeitza. A grogeres is a dry fig, and the Rambam says that a grogeres is a third of an egg. That is all the Rambam says. A grogeres is a third of an egg. Now how does this reflect on a kazayas? We have a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Tzadik Aleph. The Gemara tells us that a Zayas is smaller than a Grogeres. Okay, here we go. So we know that a gregarious is a third of an egg. We know a zayas is less than a gregarious. So a zayas must be less than a third of an egg. So the Rambam never discussed the kazayas. He just discussed the gregarious. We know kazayas can't be more than a third of an egg. But what we learn from here is that what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Das Rambam, kazayas hu shlish beitza, he doesn't mean it's a third of an egg. He means we know it can't be more than a third. Okay. How much is the kazayas according to the Rambam? So now, there's reason to assume that kazayas is the size of today's olives. If we take a look now, the Stipler, the Kehilas Yaakov, in Shirin Shul Taira Simin Yid Aleph, it's source number 12, he quotes two reasons why we can assume that an olive is an olive is an olive. Why an olive, a kazayas, is the size of today's olive. What are the two reasons? Number one is that the Chazon Ish writes, if we look in source number 3, there's a quoted a igeres from the Chazon Ish. It's an igeres of Chazon Ish Kuf Tzadi Dalet. He says, Sharish Hashir hu tzemach hazayis, v'hu kuveh hashir b'chol makom v'chol zman. V'af shebatzemach hashinuyim mitzuyim, ein shinuyim eilu mafsidim ad kan tochen bar. Meaning the Chazon Ish says like this. Let's assume, for argument's sake, that the zeisim in the time of Chazal were much bigger than today's. Let's even say they were the size of an egg. Doesn't matter what size they were. Says the Chazon Ish, what shear do I have to go by today? I need a kazayas. What's a kazayas? A kazayas is the size of an olive. Which olive? The olives they had 2,000 years ago? No, the olives they have today. Today's olives, the contemporary olive, that is what makes the shear kazayas. And in the Chazon Ish, in continuation of source number 3, is brought down a Tshuvas Chazon Ish, a Chazon Ish in Kuntres HaShiurim, that's an Orach Chaim, similar to Tesef Katan Vav, who bases himself on Tshuvas HaGaonim, and he writes like this: Lamadu de kol makom mishay beperis makomo v'chol ber bizmano. We learn from the Tshuvas HaGaonim that every generation measures according to its fruits, its olives, local, what it has in its generation and its place. The in tzarech beisa shabimei moshe teres shulmatan tzaira akati nafal shiura babira. There cannot be a shiur that depends on something we don't have access to. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai that there is a shiur achila called kazayas. That the Gemara tells us that all these shiurim are halachal Moshe Misinai. So the fact that a shiur achilas kazayas came to us from Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, he said halachal Moshe Misinai, Hashem told me the size of eating is a kazayas. And what Moshe Rabbeinu want us to do here, thousands of years later, how am I supposed to figure out a kazayas? Am I supposed to go and find an olive that somehow made it through 3,000 years and is still in its original size and say that's the shear kazayas? Obviously not. Totally inaccessible. That would make the shear meaningless. No one would have a way to figure out what the shear is. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, we have no way of understanding the shear other than to say that it hinges on the local fruits. You want to know how much a kazayas is? Kazayas is the size of an olive. An olive is an olive is an olive. Go to the local olive tree, pick an olive, that's the shear kazayas. No more, no less. That's one reason the Stipler brings, b'shem the Chazon Ish, to say why we go with the shear kazayas, even if the shiurim once upon a time were much bigger. The Stipler gives a second reason, which on its own is a very, very strong reason, a very strong svara. And he says like this. The Tosfos that we learned, he said that a kazayas is the size of half an egg, based on the two sugyas. But from the Rambam, we know it's less than a third of an egg. How much less? We don't know. We have no source. All we know is a gregaris, a dried fig, is a third of an egg. But how big is a kazayas? We don't know. So therefore, according to the Rambam, once we're not limited by the sugis and the Gemara to say that a kazayas is half an egg, so why assume it's a third? Maybe it's a lot less than a third. Why assume there was any change at all? According to Tosis, possibly we'll need to assume there was a change in the size of the kazayas. We'll get that to that later in the shiur. But according to the Rambam, we have no reason to assume that there were any changes in the size of the olive from the time of the Beis HaMikdash or from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until today. So probably our olives are the same size as the olives that they had way back then. So therefore we have two strong reasons to assume that the kazayas is the size of an olive, kepshuto mamish. Right? Number one is that it's the olive is the koveah. Number two is, according to the Rambam, we have no reason to assume that there was a change. It should be noted, the Stipler says, that the overwhelming majority of Rishonim agree with the Rambam that a gregaris is a shlish beitzah. And therefore, the overwhelming majority of Rishonim would be of the opinion that it's less than half a beitzah. Once it's less than a half, so the whole cheshbon that we said, that it could be no reason to assume that there's any change. Now, in addition, there are many, many rayas, or quite a few rayas, let me say, that that kazayas is really very, very small shear. One very nice raya is from the shear of a kmitza. Kmitza is, in korbanos, it's the size, it's an avoda that they didn't base a mikdash to take kmitza. They would take flour in between, in the three fingers that were cupped over the palm of their hand, and the amount of flour that was in between the fingers, that was the avodah of kmitza. The Gemara tells us in Menachos, "Ein kmitza pachas mishnei kazeisim." There was no kmitza, there was no kohen who did a kmitza that was less than two kazeisim, which means a standard, probably even a small kohen, but at least a standard sized kohen, the very least, when he did a kmitza like this, he would have two kazeisim worth of flour in between his fingers. Now, it's very easy to figure out how much goes in here. At least let me give as a simple experiment. I have here a baby bottle, which my baby graciously allowed me to use. And I'll take here 40 samak. Here I've measured 45. I'll try to be accurate. Okay, this will give us just about 40 samak. Right, good. Okay, let's take 40 samak. You take this amount of water, put it in a plastic bag. So I have here 40 samak. Now, taking this amount of water, I'm going to try to do a kmitza on it. There's no way I could do kmitza on 40 samak. I'm about of average height and build. I'm not small in any way. And it's very obvious that 40 samak is way past my kmitza. Now, if kmitza has to hold shnei kazeisim, that means that the kazayas, which we can determine using kmitza, must be considerably less than 20 samak, 20 cc's, each olive, each kazayas. So, this definitely gives us an indication of a small shear. Okay, we'll get to the baby bottle more a little later, I hope. I want to present one more raya regarding the shear kazayas in the sheet of the Rambam. This raya sounds kind of simple. It is simple, but I think it's pretty convincing. Okay, ready for this? It goes like this. The Rambam writes that the shear of eating matzah, for example, is a kazayas. That's the raya. That's all. What does the Rambam mean? A half an egg? He doesn't say that. Third of an egg? He doesn't say that. The Rambam wrote Halacha L'maisa. If I would be the Rav of a Shtibel in Cairo, and I would need to take the Chibur of the Rambam and give a Tzaka, Halacha L'maisa. So open up the Rambam, and what does he say the Shira is? Kazayas. Kazayas means the size of an olive. Isn't that simple Hebrew? Yeah. So the Rambam says the Shira of Kazayas is Kazayas. That's all it is. The Shira is the size of an olive. Okay? Be it the first shot of the disciple, the second shot of disciple, whatever it is, that's the shir. Okay. So this gives us very strong basis to assume a shir of kazayas, a small shir. So this kind of summarizes this kind of rounds off the mahalach we were bringing. The first mahalach, the first approach, which is not comparing the olive to the egg, not comparing the zayis to the beta, but rather seeing the zayis as its own entity. So it can it either because we have no reason to assume there was a change according to the big majority of Rishonim, or because the contemporary olive is what makes the shear. Either way, today's olives are what count. Today's olives are small. Even if you want to take a third of an egg, literally, like the Mishnah Berurah says, we're still talking about a relatively small shear. An egg. Now this shear of a third of an egg, Reb Chaim Kanievsky mentions it in the letter that he wrote me that I quoted in the beginning of the shir. He writes, I'm going back to source number 2, Kamaduma shekach haya amor, etzal posek b'shem ha-chazanish, shal shlush beitza shul zmanenu efshal levarach brach achrona. He goes with the shlush beitza. Now, this would seem to indicate a third of an egg. However, the truth is that he explains himself a little bit more in a letter that's in the beginning of the Sefer Halachos of Kazayas. Rabbi Badner put out the Sefer Kazayas, Hashalom Halachos of Kazayas, commonly found Sefer. And in the beginning, on page 16, you have he brings letters from Reb Chaim Kanievsky regarding Shir Kazayas. And over there, Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains himself a little more, and it's brought down here in source number 2. He asked the Shailas what the Shir Kazayas according to Chazanish, and the answer is like this: Tshuva. Kabbalah b'yadeinu mimarin haChazanish shal shlush beitza shal zmaneinu mevrachim bracha achrona. We have a Kabbalah that a third of an egg is enough. And now he explains it. Be'emes sviro lei lechazanish tzal de me'ikar adin misharim b'kazayas shal zmaneinu shipachos mishlush beitza. Me'ikar adin, you don't need a third of an egg. Size of an olive. An olive is an olive. Amram heyos sheyosh deisim bismanenu shemagim legodol shol shlush beitza shol zmanenu lachin yesh lahach milavrach brach achron al sheyosh shlush beitza shol zmanenu. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, we don't know exactly. There's olives, there's bigger, there's smaller. I don't know. Maybe some olives get to the size of a third of an egg. Take the third of an egg. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky really gives the psak of a shlush beitza, but not because that's the real shear. The real shear isn't a third of an egg. The real shear is kazayas, size of an olive. But it can possibly be up to a third of an egg, so that's the reason he mentioned the third of an egg. Good. This is the approach which deals with the shear of kazayas in and of itself, size of an olive. Now, we need to go to the second approach, which is the more common one, which says the kazayas is a chatzi beitza. How do we deal with that? We mentioned that once we say kazayas chatzi beitza, we need to figure out what the size of the beitza is. The Tzlach says that the beitzim in the time of Chazal were twice the size of today's eggs, and therefore the kazayas is much bigger. Now, this Tzlach, this sheath of the Neid of Yehuda, is really at the crux of the machlokas between Reb Chaim and Chazanish on the size of a revius. And we spoke at length about this topic in the previous year on the topic of revius. we showed that that although the tzlach assumes that the eggs in the time of Chazal were twice as big as today's eggs, and the Chazanish went with that shita, nevertheless, there are many, many objective rayas, objective proofs that are very strong, that came up only recently, that indicate in a very clear way that the eggs in the time of Chazal were the same size as today's eggs. We're talking about Rishonim, Rambam, and Gaonim that told us the size of the egg in relation to Arabic coins. They didn't have Arabic coins available to measure in Prague of the Noda Bihuda, but today we have those coins, and we have them in the hundreds and thousands, and we've measured them, and they indicate very, very clearly that the eggs in the time of Chazal were not bigger than today's eggs. So the Noda Biyuda gave his shir as an assumption, as he wasn't sure of it, but because he had the stira, he had the contradiction between size of stones and size of eggs. His assumption was that the eggs in time Chazal were bigger, but it's by no means proven. As a matter of fact, the Shulchan Aruch himself held that the eggs in the time that the eggs did not change, that the eggs in the time of Chazal were the same size as today's eggs. That's what Noda Biyuda himself says. He says what I'm saying is not like the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, so we have a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that today's eggs are the same as in the time of Chazal. It's not only a Shulchan Aruch, it's Rov Minyan V'Rov Binyan HaPoskim. The Steitler brings in Shirin Shel Torah a long list of poskim that definitely did not hold there was a change in the size of the egg. We're talking about Rishonim, like the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yerucham and Marivayel, and the Shulchan Aruch, as I mentioned. The Shevet HaLevi, Reb Shmuel Vosner Shlita, says in Shuvas Shevet HaLevi Chelek Vav Siman Samech that Stimas HaPoskim is that not like the Noda Biyuda, but rather that the egg remained in its size. And in addition, I would point out that the Minhag is like that. The Minhag is like the smaller shear. It's the Minhag of the Sfadim, Nidor Dar. They always went with the smaller shear of eggs. Minhag Yerushalayim, Minhag Eretz Yisrael was the smaller shear. Rav Yoshev Shlita writes in Kovetz Tshuvas Chelek Beis Siman Lamed Kvarodati Dati Shenagu V'Nagim Kashir B'Chaim Nezal, that he says the Minhag is definitely Minhag Eretz Yisrael, Minhag Yerushalayim is definitely like the smaller shear. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah also quotes in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph as being Minhag Olam. So we can definitely we have a very strong basis to go with a smaller shear of eggs, which means with today's size eggs and not with the eggs in the time of Chazal. So we have, when the Shulchan Aruch wrote that the Kazayis is Chatzi Beitza, we're talking about today's eggs and not bigger eggs. How big is a Chatzi Beitza? So first of all, Chatzi Beitza is really Lav Dafka. Take a look with me, please, in source number 8. There's the Magen Avraham quoted. Magen Avraham on Eshul Chanarach. Magen Avraham says, like this, Bekrisus daf yedalad isa, de keseves have a bez zesin. Magen Avraham quotes from the Gemara that a kakeseves is two zesin. With the simon tafesh is bez isa, de keseves have a pachas mika beza, in ken kazayis have a pachas miach michasi beza. We have a Gemara that's clearly proves that a kazayis is less than half an egg. The chenu lefi mashakasa b'simin shin samachesef gimu gregeris have a shlush beisa chinkas of a Rambam. Right? We have the Rambam that we've quoted a few times in the shiur, that a gregeris is a third of an egg. Okay. So how does he etc. ayin sham? How do we resolve this? He says in kein zayis al kolpanim pachas michasi beisa. Says the Magen Avraham, for sure zayis is less than half an egg. Elon leidak, ulachum leidak. The Shulchan Aruch did not mean to give an exact measurement. The Shulchan Aruch knew that he's giving a measurement which is bigger than the Ikar Shir, but it's L'chomer, because the Shulchan Aruch is talking about eating Masa. So eating Masa, he says, Kazayis is half an egg. He knew it's less than half an egg, but eat the size of half an egg. Avalinian Shamin, we talk Lidaktik Padava regarding Halacha L'maisa, if you need to be exact about it, says the Magen Avraham, look more into it. It's definitely less than half an egg. Not only that, let's continue the Magen Avraham. This is a super geschmack point. Mi kasha. Had amrinan bekrisus sham en beisabliya masik yosim mishnei zesim uve alma amrinan beisabliya masik yosim mikabeita. How do we deal with the two sugyas that Tosus brings, that a kazayis is chasi beisa? Here it says that the beisa bliya holds a kazayis, two kazayisim. Here it says that beisa bliya holds a kabeisa. So you see a kazayis is chasi beisa. How do you deal with that? Zemirali, says the Magen Avraham, the hachi ka'amar, gimel zeisim eino machzik. Gimel zeisim eino machzik. This Magen Avraham, I'll explain in a minute, this Magen Avraham is quoted by the Noda Bihuda in Shuvas Noda Bihuda Madura Kama Simon Lamed Ches, and the Noda Bihuda agrees with this Lalacha. What's the Magen Avraham saying? He says like this: there's no proof from the Gemara that a kazayis is a chatzi beitza. We just know the kazayis is more than a shlish. Why is that? Because let's remember what the Gemara in Krisus was talking about. The Gemara tried to find that a person will have one eating, and in one act of eating, he will be chayiv of many korban chatas. So the Gemara made it up to five. Then the Gemara asked, maybe he has another kazayis of dam, and that's going to be his sixth korban chatas. And the Gemara, no, beis habliya can't contain more than two kazayisim. It doesn't mean it can't have 2.1 or 2.2 or 2.9. What the Gemara means is the beis habliya cannot contain three kazayisim. That's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says ein beis habliya machzik yosim mishnei zeisim. It means it cannot have a full kazayis more than two zeisim. So therefore, it could be it contains 2.9 kazayisim, or 2.5, or 2.anything, just not three. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, that is the answer to the sugya. The answer is that when ein beis habliya machzik yosim mishnei kazayisim, it really means it can't have three. Therefore, when we compare the sugyas, that the Gemara in Yuma says that the beis habliya can contain an egg, and the Gemara in Krisa says that the beis habliya can contain two kazayisim, it's not two kazayisim. It could be more than two. Could be 2.5. Could be 2.9. And therefore, a beitza could be more than 2 kazayisim, could be 2.9 kazayisim possibly. We just know that it's not 3. So that's the Magen Avraham, and the Noda Biuda holds like that, halacha l'maisa. So now, even when we deal with the sheet of kazayis chasi beitza, number one, we're talking about chasi beitza, which is the size of today's eggs. Number two, chasi doesn't even have to mean half. It's definitely less than half, and we only know it's more than a third. A third of how much? A third of how much? So today's eggs, the average standard egg is 50 samak, 50 milliliters. Are we talking about an egg with the peel or without the peel? If we look in the Mishnah Berurah in source number 6, Mishnah Berurah says in the very first words, that the sheet of chasi beitza means half an egg with the peel. However, this is a very difficult Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because the whole comparison to chasi beitza comes from the Gemara in Yuma that says, "Ein beis habliya masik yosim mibeitzas tarnegolas." Over there it's talking about the beitza of tumas ochlim. How much ochel, what is the size of ochel that can become tamei? And that's the kabeitza. The halacha is that the beitza of tumas ochlim is a beitza without the klipa. So therefore, since the whole source is comparing the two sugyas of the beitza bliya, having a beitza, having two kazeisim, we have to compare it to a beitza without the klipa. That, there we go. We're talking about a beit without the klipa. So, notwithstanding the fact that the Mishnah Berurah says with the klipa, which is a very chash v'shita, obviously the Mishnah Berurah, but the Chazon Ish himself writes it's definitely a beit without the klipa. Reb Chaim Noah writes the same thing, it's definitely a beit without the klipa, and l'chora, that seems to be the logical mahalach. How much do we take off of the klipa? Now, today's eggs, I mentioned that a standard egg is 50 samak. When you peel an egg, so there's a little pocket of air there. So what we really want to do is not just measure the peel of the egg, but we want to measure how much is the hard egg that's inside without the peel and the air pocket. The reason I'm mentioning this is because there's someone who made these measurements and he just tried to figure out an egg without the klipa, so he measured how much the klipa is, which is a mistake. When we measure the egg without the klipa, it takes off about 10%, which gives us 45 samak. I do want to mention that all the poskim write not like this. All the poskim write to take off 25% for the klipa. They base themselves on the Maril, that the Maril says a revius is 1.5 eggs of mashke, which the amount of liquid that 1.5 eggs displace. The Maril writes that equals to filling up 2 eggshells, and the poskim write according to this that an egg without the peel, beitza bliya klipa, is you take off 25%. It's only 75% of the beitza with the klipa. We're talking about Kol G'day Le'Poskim. We're talking about the Chassam Sofer. We're talking about the Gra, Machzis HaShekel. I don't remember offhand the list. It's in Midas V'Shiurei Torah. There's a list of 6 G'day Le'Poskim that all say the same thing. Nevertheless, let's continue with 45 Samak, since that's the eggs we have today. Keeping in mind that Poskim L'Maisa, all the G'day Le'Poskim say a smaller shear for an egg without the klipa. Okay, so now we're holding by figuring out a kazayas. So the cheshbon we gave in the sugya is that even according to the second shita that compares the kazayas to chatzi beitza, number one, we're talking about the size of today's eggs. Number two is we're talking about egg without the klipa. And number three is we're talking not about a half, but really definitely less than a half, somewhere in between a half and a third of a beitza without the klipa. That's not very big. That's really not very big. Nevertheless, it is bigger than today's olives. How much are today's olives? Let's try to give in numbers. I showed you before these olives, which are far bigger than standard olives. These are like big size olives, Zeitim Yerukim Novo. I don't know what Novo means. Maybe it means very big olives. These are big olives. I took 10 olives, put them in a cup, filled it up with water, and measured, and came out that the standard olive is somewhere between 7.5 and 8 samak. These are super size olives. The standard olive which you have in which a person normally buys would be about 4 to 5 samak. This is very small. 4 or 5 samak. I would point out that Manzanillo is a very common brand of olive, and that is about 4 to 5 samak. Manzanillo is not a brand that is native to Eretz Yisrael. It comes from Spain. However, the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Kelim, Perek Yud Zayin, that kazayis she'amru lo gadol v'lo katan ela beinoni ze aguri. That when you measure kazayis, the Mishnah says, you don't take a big olive, you don't take a small olive, you take a medium-sized olive, which is an aguri. And the Gemara tells us in Brachas Lamates, why is it called aguri? Aguri means that it contains within it. Sheshamno agur besocho, that it has a lot of oil in it. It so happens there are 3 brands of zeisim which are native to Eretz Yisrael. One is big, one is small, and one is medium. The medium size brand is by far the one that contains the biggest amount of, the biggest percentage of oil. The meat of the olive is almost 40% oil of that brand. And it happens to be the same size as Manzanillo. So that's why I mentioned Manzanillo, because it's a very common brand, even though it's probably not the Aguri, but it's the same size as the Aguri. So from the local brands, we're talking about probably, assuming there were no changes, probably 4 or 5 samak. The big, big olives, like I said, are 7.5, maybe 8 samak. This is still less than a chasi beitza. A fascinating insight that I want to tell you, if we look at source number 9, there's a ksav yad me'echad mitalmidei Maharam Rutenberg. It's a ksav yad that was printed by Maria, and it's brought down in Kovetz HaMoadim of Maria, published in Yerushalayim Tavshin Samachay on Pesach, Chelek Aleph Amud Samachay. And this is what he says. One of Talmidei Devei Maharam Rutenberg writes like this: V'liyah kosev eino kosha. He's talking about the issue of the problem of the size of kazayas. He says, "Liyah kosev eino kosha. Ki ra'iti zeisim be'eretz Yisrael b'Yerushalayim afilu shisha einam gedolim kabeisa." He says, "I think," he writes, "I think the problem is not a problem at all. Why? Because I was in Eretz Yisrael and I was in Yerushalayim and I saw olives. Even 6 of them fit into an egg." What we learn from the Zemaram, from this Talmud of Maram Rutenberg, is that those who wrote a Kazayis Chatzi Beitza basically never saw an aleph. They were trying to determine, according to the sugyas, what's the size of an aleph. They didn't have olives; it didn't grow in their area, and they didn't see olives. Rav Chaim Beinish Shlita, the author of the very excellent Sefer Midos B'Shiurei Torah, Rav Chaim Beinish made a study of this, and he came up with the fact that all the poskim that lived in lands where olives grew wrote the Shir Kazayas, and that's it. The only poskim that wrote Shir Kabeit HaKazayas, Zayas Chati Beitza, were poskim that lived in lands that olives didn't grow. By the way, I asked my grandfather, who grew up in Hungary. He told me in Hungary they didn't have olives. And afterwards I met the early Rebbe Shlita, and I asked the Rebbe, "Before you left Hungary, did you ever see an olive?" He said no. He never saw an olive till he left Hungary, meaning they simply didn't have olives. Now, this has halachic relevance also. It's not just a technicality, and let me explain myself. Poskim in Ashkenaz, a posek in Hungary, would want to tell his kehilla, "Take a kazayas." They'll ask him, "How much is a kazayas?" What's he supposed to say? "Size of an olive." Huh. Doesn't say anything to anyone. They never saw the fruit. Halachically, he cannot say that this is the size of an olive, because that's an irrelevant measurement. The only measurement he could say is this is the size of half an egg, because that is something that they have a parameter, they have a tangible way to measure. Therefore, the poskim that's, let's say a Tosfos that said based on the Gemara that kazayis is a chati beitza, it's entirely possible that Tosfos would say, "Today, you want a kazayis? Go take an olive. The svar of the Chazon Ish has to be a contemporary olive." Tosfos was saying, based on the sugyas, it comes out that the kazayis is a chati beitza, but that doesn't mean it's halacha lemaisa. All the Rishonim that were saying that a kazayis is a chati beitza were living in places that they couldn't say anything else. That was the only shir they can give. The notable exception to this would be the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch lived in Spain and in Eretz Yisrael, both places where olives are commonly found, and yet he brings the shir, "Kazayis Yeshomim Shavek Echasi Beitza." So in the Shulchan Aruch, this observation would not work. But nonetheless, it has, al kol panim, a basis in one of Talmidei Maram Mirutenberg. Having said all of this, let's try to get some halacha lemaisa. If we take a kazayas, if we go without the sheet of a Shulchan Aruch, kazayas is the size of an olive. What size are we talking about? 4 or 5 samak? 7, maybe 7 or 8, like the size of these big olives here. But we don't want to limit ourselves. You know, let's take a third of an egg. Shlish beta. Shlish beta is not a lot. Shlish beta is what Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote. He said, we don't know exactly what the olives are, shlish beta. You know what? That's fine. It's really a very small shear. I want to show you how small of a shear we're talking about. Let's take a piece of bread. This is a pretty standard piece of bread from a pre-sliced loaf. And we want to see what its measurement is. So we measure. I take the trusty tape measure and I see that its width is 9.7 centimeters. Its height is 11 centimeters. Its thickness is 1.3 centimeters. This piece of bread here is about 9.7 by 11 by 1.3. This is approximately 100, I didn't figure out the exact math, but we're talking about 130 something samak. More. Okay? This piece of bread has 130 samak. That means if we want to figure, now, there is a sugya which I'm not touching on now, which has to do with holes in the bread, if we're mashed them or not. And I'm not talking about that now. 140, thank you, 140 samak. We're talking about the size of 140 samak piece of bread. This is not 100% accurate. It's a little bit less because on the top it's curved. So we're talking just in a very general global terms. But it gives us a little bit of a picture of what we're talking about. Let's try to backtrack let's go with the shitas. So it goes like this. If we want to go with the kazayas, without relation to the egg, but let's even we take it as a third of an egg. An egg we said is 50 samak. A third of an egg, here we're talking about an egg with the shell. So that comes out to be 17 samak. What happens when we talk about a kazayas chatzi beitzah? So first of all, we're talking about a beitzah today, which is 50 samak. We're talking about chatzi, which is really half of an egg without the klipa. Let's say it's 45 samak. So half of 45 is 22 and a half. But keep in mind that it's really not a half. The Magen Avraham told us it is definitely less than a half. And we just know it's more than a third. How much is a third of a beta? A third of 45 is 15. So we're talking about something between 15 and 20, 21 samak. So really, from both directions, from both shitas, we're going to come with something that cannot be more than, let's take a round number, 20 samak. 20 samak. If you eat 20 samak, you are talking about a shear that is mamish, a kazayas, according to all opinions. Let's take a little bit something common that we can compare to. I went to the Makolet, local grocery store, and bought these crackers, Dagan whole wheat crackers, Hechsher Badatz, and it's made by a company that I have an affinity to. It's called Hadar, and there's a whole bunch of crackers in here. So I wanted to figure out how much samak is each one of these crackers. These are small crackers. Soon I'll open the package. You'll see we're talking about small crackers. So, I went back to the trusty tape measure, and I measured that this whole package is the length of the package is just the crackers part is 13.7 centimeters. Okay? The width is 8.7. The thickness is 4.5. 13.7 by 4.5 by 8.7. This package has 46 crackers. I made the cheshbon, we're talking about 536 samach is what these crackers contain. Since we're talking about 46 crackers, if you divide that by 46, it comes out to 11.65 samach per cracker. Right? This is going to be very relevant because we're soon going to be talking not just about crackers, but also about masa. I want to show what size crackers we're talking about. These little, thin, tiny crackers, right? These are 11.65 samach each. 11 samach, okay? Now, let's try to figure out a halacha. If your kid comes over to you and asks, "Daddy, how many crackers do I need to eat for kazayas?" So we're going to figure out like this. What do you mean by a kazayas? If you mean the size of an olive, like the Chazon Ish holds in Ikar HaDin, the size of today's olives, that's 4-5 samach. So, if you ate half of this cracker, here, you're probably chayav to say Bracha Achrayna Me'ikar HaDin. Why? It's the size of an olive. Kazayas. Okay, half a cracker. It's half a cracker. Trying to show it from all angles, we shouldn't have any doubt what kind of cracker we're talking about. Half of this cracker is more than the volume of an olive. That's if you go with the shita that we're talking kazayis, 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 which mikra din, that's according to many poskim, according to the Chazon Ish, according to Shlomo Zalman, according to many shitas, that's the shear. Rav Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach Zatzal is quoted in the Sefer Midas B'Shiur Torah on page Tavkuf Yud or Tavkuf Yud Beis, depending on the print, and he says that the Avni Nezer was asked how much someone ate mizonos, and he asked the Avni Nezer how much is a kazayas. So the Avni Nezer showed on his finger a little bit under the fingernail, and he said that much. Not a big shear. If you look in the Netziv Mivalajin in Merome Sada on Psach and Daflam and Tes, on the Mishnah that discusses Masa and Mara, famous Mishnah, so it's quoted there a letter that he wrote to his son Reb Chaim Berlin, who was a Bechor and used to fast on Erev Pesach, and then he used to eat Chrein for Mara. So the Netziv writes him a letter. He says, number one, why are you eating chrein? It's like charavos laguf. It's after fasting a whole day and you go eat a kazayis chrein. So he says, I think you should eat lettuce. That's number one. Number two, he says, why are you eating the big shear? It's yidur that the shear of kazayis and mavur b'shulchan aruch katan ma'od. So it's yidur, it's a very small shear. So we see a basis for this shita, this Shita of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that the kazayis is a kazayis, is the size of an olive. Now, this would be all chumrah, which means what? That if a person is planning to eat this size of a cracker, I'll tell them, you're putting yourself into a serious shaila, and you according to many, many poskim at least, you would need to say bracha chrona. However,
what if the kid comes and says, "Daddy, I know how much I'm not supposed to eat in order not to put myself into a shaila, but how much do I need to eat in order that I shouldn't have any shailas? That just I can make a bracha achrona with a quiet head. I know I'm okay." So I'll tell him like this. Well, if you go with the sheet of kazais, half a cracker. If you want to take a kazais shlish beitza, a third of an egg, either because the Mishnah Berurah calls from the Rambam shlish beitza, or because Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes that zeisim today, we don't know exactly what's a benoni, so it could be up to the size of a third of an egg. For either one of those reasons, you want to take you want to know what the kazais would be? Would be 17 samach. Now, you may want to go with the shita that a kazayis is a chasi beitza. You want to know how much it is over there. You know what? Not going to be that much more. Why? Because a kabeitza is 50 samach. A beitza without the klipa is 45. The kazayis is somewhere between a third and a half, which is between 15 and 22 and a half samach. But we know it's less than 22 and a half. The Magen Avraham told us. We know it's less than a half. So, you know what? Say 20, 21 samach. When you take two of these crackers, it's 11.6 times 2 is 23. Two of these crackers is a kazayis lemahadrin without any shilas. You could say a bracha achrona, you could say an alamichya, and you get front row Gan Eden. Remember this, because soon we're going to get to matzah. And for matzah, it's also going to be relevant, okay? This is the shiur we came out with, that according to all the shitas of Rishonim, right? Whether you go with shlish beitz or chasi beitz and kavacham with kazaisul zanenu, according to all shitas, this should be mamish l'mahadrin. I just want to show you, it's approximately the size of a palm. Let's try that again. See, it's approximately the size of the palm of my hand is the shear of crackers. Okay? Now, there's one more sugya here that really needs elaboration. And that is, are we talking about size, volume, or are we talking about weight? And this is very, very interesting. A very common shear reports the weight, reports a kazayis in weight. How did that come about? Number one, many poskim sfardim of previous generations wrote a shear in weight. They wrote this and this much dirhams. A dirham was an Arab weight, an Arab coin and weight measurement. Number two, Reb Chaim Noah, the famous Reb Chaim Noah. Reb Chaim Noah, he had a problem. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Uksin Perek Beis, Pas Sleipnis Mishta'eres Kemoishehi, Im Yesh Bachalol Memaches Chalala. It says that a pas Sleipnis, a pas that is spongy, you measure it as it is. But if it has holes, you fetch the holes. Reb Chaim Noah said, "I don't know which size holes you have to fetch. How much do you fetch? I don't know. Big, medium, little, I don't know." Said Reb Chaim Noah, "Kvetch and kvetch and kvetch until you don't have any questions, until it's as fetched as they come." And you know what happens then? Very fascinating. The volume and the weight come out about the same. What I mean about the same as water. It becomes very, very dense. From then on, Reb Chaim Noah started giving the measurements in weight, in grams, instead of volumes. In the first books of his, when he spoke about kazayis, he spoke about volume. And then, in the second book, he speaks about the same numbers in terms of weight. Why? Because of that cheshbon. Now, this shita became very, very popular. I want to show you. I saved this
box of matzahs from Pesach, matzah shmura, koin halperin. Again, we have bagatz, and it says here in the place where it talks about the contents of the box, it says mishkal naki 2 kilo, mishkal kol matzah kashir kazayas. Translated, the weight of every matzah is like the shear of a kazayas. This is a very, very frustrating phrase. What do you mean, the weight of every matzah? Kazayas is not a shear of weight. Kazayas is a shear of a volume. That's number one. Number two, you know what this causes, the fact, this transformation from volume to weight. How did you get that mishkal kol matzah kashir kazayas? So the way they got it is as follows. I'm going to backtrack a tiny bit and reanalyze the shear of kazayis chati beitza. We've been talking about a beitza which is 50 samak. Reb Chaim Noe, who was of the opinion that today's eggs are basically the same size as the eggs in the time of Chazal, he came up with a shear that an egg is 57.6 samak. Half of that being approximately 28.8. Reb Chaim Noe's eggs were 28 samak. Were 57.6 samak. Half an egg is 28. The sefer of Rav Bodner, a beautiful sefer, that goes through the halachas of kazayis and tells us the size of all different foods, how much a kazayis is, goes with the shear of Reb Chaim Noe, which means 28 samak would be a kazayis. Why? Very simple cheshbon. A beitza is 57.6, chatzi beitza, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, 28, and that's it. Now, when we talk about 28, we're talking about samak. Samak is volume. But if you have to kvetch, and then volume and weight become interchangeable, so then we don't need to talk about volume anymore. We could talk about weight. So then, instead of talking about 28 samak, we could talk about 28 grams. 28 grams. You know that a standard matzah is approximately 30 grams. So they rounded it off, 28 to 30. Not so terrible. You know, they're not going to write it's not a matzah, it's 93.2% or whatever. So they say a matzah. So this is how they came out that a whole matzah, mishkal kol matzah kashir kazayis. How'd they get mishkal kol matzah? In reality, the Sfarim write, and I've tested it out, and I've come up with the same result. It's also Midas Vashir Eter, and also Rabbi Chila Bram Zilber Shlita, the weight of matzah is approximately half of the weight of water, which means if you take 30 samak of water, it will weigh 30 grams. If you take 30 samak of matzah, it will weigh 15 grams, approximately maybe a tiny bit more. So when we switch between weight and volume, it makes a tremendous change. Because if you say that the volume of 28 samak is a kazayis, that would be a half a matzah. If you would say the weight of 28 grams is a matzah, you're talking about a whole matzah. That's what it says here. Mishkal kol matzah kashir kazayis. We came out with the cheshbon that 20 samak should be enough for kazayis, according to all opinions, right? Which is these two crackers. Matzah would probably be the same size as this because it's the same type. It's flour and water, and it's baked in the same way. So if you'd ask me about a shir kazayis on Pesach, I would say if you eat this much, it's front line Gan Eden, Lemahadrin, Mamish, you get the Elam Haba together with all the kazayis eaters of all generations. But
if you look here, so then it comes out you need to have a whole matzah. Why? Because number one, they didn't go with 20, they went with 28. 28 is like 30, it's the same. And 30, they went with grams. Okay. Why is this a problem? It's a major problem. By the way, just remembering the Gemara, Ein Kmitza Pras Mishnei Kazesim. We tried out, we saw that my Kmitza cannot contain 40 Samach. Right? So the Shnei Kazesim, based on the Kmitza, has to be less than 20 Samach each. Could you imagine a matzah being Mishkol Kol Matzah Kashir Kazayis? Could you imagine the Kmitza containing two whole matzahs? Inconceivable. And the Gemara in Krisus tells us that a standard person can swallow two kazesim in one swallow. Try it. Let me know what happens. Make sure there's an ambulance nearby. You can't fit a whole matzah into your mouth at one shot. You're going to swallow two matzahs in one swallow. Oh my gosh, it's such a problem. Now, this is all based, like we said, on Reb Chaim Noah. Reb Chaim Noah himself writes that when you analyze what the Mefarshim say on the Mishnah in Uktin of Pas Pardins Mishdavs K'mos Shehi, in Yesh B'Chalol Ma'is Chalala, that you have to kvetch, so he says, you see in the Rishonim that they said, not like me, says Reb Chaim Noah. And he comes down and says that you need a naga or by naga the yifrake. You need someone to explain this because it's not working out according to his opinion. That's what the Chaim Noah wrote. If you look in the sources, don't have it here yet. Okay, Rav Weisfish, the author of the Sefer Arba Minim. He put out a sefer called Chag HaOsef. He records there that when Reb Chaim Noah came out with his chiddush, Sir Weisfish, who was then a young man, a young budding Talmud Chacham, sent this chiddush to Poskim to ask for their opinion. They all said Reb Chaim Noah is absolutely wrong. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank wrote that it's a shigigas hayra. Rav Yonah Merzbach, quoted the Michtav in the Sefer Ali Yonah, says it's Borer Kashemesh that Reb Chaim Noah is wrong in this point. It is definitely not volume weight. It is only volume, and therefore it's something to keep in mind that so many places like this matzah box and many Haggadot Shel Pesach, you will find a shir that discusses the weight of a kazayis. How could you discuss the weight of a kazayis? It all depends on what kind of food you're eating. Could you discuss the price of a kazayis? It depends what kind of a food it is, right? The price is not relevant to the word kazayis. Neither is weight relevant to the weight of kazayis. The only thing that's relevant is the volume. Therefore, summarizing, I'm not giving a psak halacha lemaisa, but I want to present the sugya. Mashanira is that there's a small shear of kazayas, which, building from the bottom up, the smaller shear would be the size of an olive. If you eat that much, there's many poskim that say that's good enough, that's Reb Chaim Veloshna's shita. That's the shear chazanish me'ikar adin. In source 10, you have a picture of a matzah which is that sheer. It's taken from a sefer Midos Chen. It's a small square which is 6.5 by 6.5 centimeters. And the author gave this sheer to be 8 samak. Okay? It comes out pretty consistent with what I came out. This is 11.5 samach. There's no decimal points here. We're not trying to figure out exact shiurim to the on the gram or on the samach, but this is the approximate size. So
if we said this is 11 and a half samach, this size matzah would be 8 samach. I ask Absalom Zalman Arbach, can a chola on Pesach eat this much? And he said, yes, this is good. This is a kind of a lashon hashita. So this is a ridiculously small amount of matzah, but it's kazayit, it's the size of an olive. So when your grandmother says she's not able to eat matzah so much because her teeth, she can't chew it, and she has ulcers and I don't know what, she should have refuah shlema, you want to know how much matzah do you have to tell her to eat? If she has this much, it's mamish, it's this 8 samach, this is bigger than the big olives of today. It's according to Shlomo Zalman Arbach, you'll have to be somach on it. It's a hizit to have more. Now, when we're talking about the bigger, how much more to be mahadar, so we went through the cheshbon that if you take a kazayis shlush beit, that comes out 17 samach. If you take a kazayis chati beit, that's somewhere between 15 and 21 maybe. So these two crackers would definitely be a kazayis. And regarding matzah, lechatchila to be yotzei, not the shita that a kazayis is the size of a zayis, which is the loyka shulchan aruch. But if you want to be yotzei the shita of shulchan aruch, that kazayis is kechati beita, you don't need matzah bigger than this. This size matzah would be sufficient mamish lechatchil according to all the rishonim. In my opinion, a little bit big, because I can't, if this is one kazai, I think I'd get two of these into my kmitza. The Shulchan Aruch says lechatchil you should swallow two kazais in the vasachas. I can't swallow something twice the size of this in the vasachas. But since this is a convenient size that is much smaller than accepted in the Olam, this is what I'm presenting. If we have this is 23 samat, these two crackers that I have here, if you take mats of this size, kasha lechatchila. Now, Rabbi Batner's Sefer went with the shita of something somewhat bigger than this, which is Rabbi Chaim Noy's shita of kazayis chati beitza, the beitza being 57.6, half of it is 28 samach. We're talking about something a little bit bigger, so Rabbi Batner's shear is a little bit bigger than the shear I'm talking about, but it's still within the same league. However, when we take the shitas that mistakenly say a shear of weight rather than volume, then we're going into ridiculously large shitas, which are far beyond half a kmitza, far beyond anything someone can swallow two kazesim in one swallow, even far beyond anything you could swallow in one swallow. I want to just give you one more measurement. There's a famous like shear, which is a kufsat gafurim, the standard matchbox in Eretz Yisrael, comes out between I measured it, I won't go through the measurement, this comes out approximately between 26 to 28 samach, and that would be the Rabbi Batner's shear. The shear I'm talking about would be maybe a tiny bit bigger than half of this. And one more analogy I want to give you is the cap of a soda bottle, which I measured comes out approximately 10 samach. So if you put two soda bottle caps together, I want to give something which is common, it comes out about 20 samach. That's a shear that can be comfortably considered a kazayis according to all the shitas I have seen. One more point is something I mentioned before about holes. The big hole that this slice of bread has definitely is not considered in the kazayis. The holes, the smaller standard holes, there seems to be a stira in Mishneh Berurah between Mishneh Berurah and Siman Reish Yud and the Mishneh Berurah and Siman Taf Pei Vav, if you count it or not. I'm not going into this, but I just want to point it out. And one more geshmaka point I want to make is that on Pesach, when you eat a kazayis matzah, so you fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. According to many poskim, such as the Maharal Miprag writes in Gvuras Hashem Perek Mem Ches, and the Netziv Mivolozhin writes it in She'iltos in Simen Mem Gimel Sifkat and Dalid, and in Merome Sada, in Chagiga, I think Daf Zayin, and there are other poskim, they say that every kazayas that you eat on Pesach night is another mitzvah. Which means if you eat two kazayasim, two mitzvahs. Three kazayasim, three mitzvahs. So therefore, even if you eat a lot of matzah, geshmak, you're getting more mitzvahs. That's great. You want to know, for the record, I'm not a posek, I just want to tell you what I do on Pesach night. Keeping in mind that from my birurim, if I have matzah of this size, I'm yotze kazayas mamish l'katchil, according to all the shitas, all the rishonim, all the everything, that's great. I don't limit myself to this. I want to get as many mitzvahs as I can. So I don't look at the watch and I don't start measuring things with all kinds of measuring instruments. I sit down and I recline and I eat matzah and have kavanah with all the highest kavanahs that I can get of being mekayim a mitzvah deraisa b'simcha, and I eat matzah and I know that as much as I've eaten, this mikra din probably has 4 or 5 kazeisim, even this little amount that I'm holding here, because we said half a cracker is enough, right? So this is 23 samach. There's probably 4 or 5 kazeisim. If I eat twice this or 3 times this, so I have that many more mitzvahs. I'm not limiting myself. I don't have any nerves. Did I manage to eat a kazayas within 2 minutes? I have absolutely no shail on that, and hopefully I'm mekayim the mitzvah many times according to all the biggest shiurim of kazayas. That's the summary of what I wanted to present to you on this wonderful topic of kazayas. Thank you for joining in the shiur.